I noticed that it's very quiet in the neighborhood this morning. I was out walking, no cars, no people. Reminded me of 3 years ago during the lockdown, nobody around. So I imagine it's because so many people are at the cemetery or are in the province. Or maybe they're sleeping, I don't know. But it's a holiday. That silence, though, seems to not fit the nature of this day, which is a joyful celebration. This is not just a joyful celebration. This is the most festive, the most glorious victory party that we have for the human family. This is All Saints Day. So we're celebrating not just one person or another, or one event or another, but everybody who has won the race, everybody who's in glory, everybody who is seeing God face to face, everybody. So it's a very big celebration. Sometimes when we read the scriptures, you get the impression that there's no way to put into words the glory of what we're talking about, or there's no way to express this. You know, there's a passage where St. Paul says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it even entered into the thoughts of man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Here in the first reading from the book of Revelation, the angels and the elders and the living creatures are all prostrate before the throne, and they're worshiping God, and they're saying, amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, might. They're trying to come up with all these words. What do you say about being in the presence of God? How can you express it? Maybe you can compare it to what happens when a team wins the championship. You know what happens. You see that in the sports events, a team wins the World Cup or something. Everybody jumps around. They throw things in the air. They dump water on each other or whatever they happen to have in their hands. And they jump around. They push each other. They all fall on each other. It's as if to say there's no way to express the joy of having won the game. Well, of course, winning a game is nothing by comparison to going to heaven. So that's why it's hard for us to express the joy of All Saints Day. Now, it's very simple. It's a simple idea that we're celebrating the victory of everyone who has made it. But the more we think about it, the more we realize the profound implications there are to such a celebration. One thing we realize is that our tendency to think of heaven as being for other people is completely wrong. And maybe this is natural because we realize that we feel like we're not like St. Francis or St. Thomas Aquinas, or you pick some of the great holy ones. We say, well, I'm not like that, so it must be that heaven is for people who are not like me. But on this day, we say, well, no, we're celebrating people who are like me, who are like you, who seemed, when they were in this world, to be ordinary people, who got up and got dressed and ate breakfast, went to work or went to school, who raised their families, who tended to their gardens and cooked it, like did what everybody does. What do you think most people do most of the time? Well, they work, they raise their families, they interact with their loved ones. That's what the saints did when they were here. They weren't all running off, working great miracles all the time. They were doing the will of God, and usually the will of God is in ordinary things. Unnoticed things. Sacrifices that are taken on for love of others, which maybe no one even knows. So when we think of this feast day, we realize, okay, well, heaven isn't just for St. Francis and the angels, and it's for people who have, well, it's for the poor in spirit. It's for the people who mourn, people who are meek, people who have hungered and thirsted for righteousness, or who have shown mercy or been peacemakers, and now that they now they receive the reward of having done that in their own little ways. So we realize, okay, heaven isn't as remote as we think, and it's not just for other people. If we could see heaven with our eyes right now, we would see people who we know, who we lived with, ate breakfast with, or worked with, or fought with, people that we actually lived with, our own parents, grandparents, perhaps brothers, sisters, children. Not just strangers or strange people who did strange things and gained a strange reward, but normal people who were open enough to have God use them and work through them and transform them, and now they reign in glory. That's why I think I said that. This celebration is, yes, for the saints. It is for the saints. But it's also for us. In fact, it's more for us than for them, because they don't need this. The saints in heaven don't need a feast day. They don't need any praise or honor or remembrance from us. They have it all. But we do need a feast day like this, because we need to be reminded that we are saints in progress, that our life is not just about what we're doing here. It's not just about completing the tasks of this day. It is about that. We are here, and we do have things to do, and we're being challenged to do them with great love. But we're on a journey to glory. We're on a journey to a destination that is more glorious than we can imagine. And when we keep that in mind, it changes the whole nature of our journey, doesn't it? I mean, if all we're going to do is get up, work, and eat and sleep until we die, well, you know, you lose your incentive to keep pushing forward. It's pretty dark, especially in a world that has lots of trouble and lots of suffering. But if we're on a journey to glory, well, that changes our perspective of getting up, working, eating, sleeping, and dying, and suffering, because it has a purpose. On All Saints Day, we read this famous and beautiful passage from the first letter of St. John, where he rejoices that God's love has been revealed in such a way that we are children of God. We are part of God's family. The world doesn't know what it says. The world doesn't know us. It doesn't know him, doesn't know what it means to be God's children. And maybe we don't recognize it either. But then St. John goes a little further and says, we are God's children now. We're already part of the family. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, meaning like God. For we shall see him as he is. That's what we traditionally call the beatific vision. Seeing God as he is. Seeing God face to face. Seeing God with such completeness that we are completely immersed in, or we absorb as completely as possible everything that God has for us. So much so that we become glorious. We shine like the sun. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. So that's the whole point of this feast day. Yes, we look to the saints. We rejoice that people can actually make it. We rejoice that a great multitude of people has made it. It's really possible for people like us to make it. And with the hope that we too will see God face to face, that we too will join our brothers and sisters, our family members, in this victory celebration, we persevere. We remain pure, meaning we resist sin. We repent of sin and we resist sin. We avoid sin with the idea that we don't want anything to prevent us from making progress in our journey. So as we celebrate the saints, we remember we are saints in progress, and so is everybody else. We're in this together. So when one member of the team celebrates a victory, the whole team celebrates. This is a victory party of the whole team, Team Jesus Christ, and all who are united with him in glory.